Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Kernig. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Musil. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Joe Dugan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Grabowski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herb Pennock. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Herb Pennock. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Hunfield. Batting third. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting eighth. The catcher, Harry McCurdy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. And now, play ball. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs strikes out. One out. Mark Kernig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kernig hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth takes first base on ball four. Kernig moves to second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kernig tags and moves to third. Two outs. Bob Musil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musil strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a fly ball into right field. Musil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pennock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari strikes out. One out. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan hits a pop-up towards short. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grabowski moves to third. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. Combs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grabowski scores. Pennock moves to second. It's 1-0, Yankees. Mark Kernig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kernig is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kernig hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a line drive towards short. Koenig reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Ruth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 1 in the game. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ruth. McCurdy reaches second base with a double. Ward moves to third. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lyons for the out. One out. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0 for 1 in the game. Kham bunts towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari fields it and throws to home to get Ward. McCurdy moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 1 in the game. Lazzari hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0 for 1 in the game. Dugan strikes out. One out. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grabowski hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Shealy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pennock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into right field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Barrett tags and moves to second. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Shealy hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ruth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig can't make a play. That's a base hit. Ward moves to second. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lyons bunts towards the mound. Pennock fields it and throws to third for the out. McCurdy moves to second. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 2 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. McCurdy moves to third. Lyons moves to second. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunfield hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grabowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Gehrig hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barrett. Gehrig reaches second base with a double. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 2 in the game. Musel bunts towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Gehrig moves to third. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lazzari strikes out. Two outs. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0 for 2 in the game. Dugan hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Barrett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ruth. Barrett reaches second base with a double. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Falk is called out on strikes. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 2 in the game. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Barrett moves to third. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 2 in the game. Metzler hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grabowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pennock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Koenig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 2 in the game. Lyons hits a line drive into right field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Koenig for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ruth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. Gehrig hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 2 in the game. Musel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ruth moves to third. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lazzari hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ruth scores. Musel moves to third. It's 2-0, Yankees. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0 for 3 in the game. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Combs fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 3 in the game. Combs hits a fly ball into right field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0 for 3 in the game. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Barrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grabowski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pennock bunts and there's an error on the play. Grabowski moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Combs bunts towards first. Sheely fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sheely. Grabowski moves to third. Pennock moves to second. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Koenig hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grabowski scores. Pennock moves to third. Combs moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Yankees. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sheely. Pennock scores. Combs moves to third. Koenig moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 4-0, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. Gehrig hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 8-0, Yankees. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lazzari strikes out. Two outs. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0-for-4 in the game. Dugan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Dugan reaches second base with a double. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Grabowski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0-for-3 in the game. Sheely hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-3 in the game. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Metzler moves to second. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Metzler moves to third. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. McCurdy strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.